Welcome back to Community Connections. We're on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. And just a quick mention, as I said, Matt Shaw can't be with you this afternoon, but he'll be back next week between 3 and 5 with Retro Radio. In front of me, I have Greg, who's the president of the Badger Creek Men's Shed, and Graham. We've spoken to Graham on a number of occasions. It's great always to catch up. And one of the reasons why we're catching up this week is it's Men's Health Week. Now, Graham, I know you've mentioned this before, but give us an idea as to why the men's sheds were set up, please.
Okay, and it ties in very nicely to Men's Health Week, which is next week from Monday through to the following Sunday. Men's sheds are basically all about men's health, the health and well-being of men. Let's get them out of the home, get them down talking to some friends, learning some new skills and joining the community again. Quite often some men, particularly when they retire, find that they've got nothing to do when they sit at home and slowly but surely get a little bit sad or depressed.
It's never going to help them, is it?
No, that's right. So it's a matter of getting out of the home and coming down to the shed with some mates, have a cup of tea, have a chat, and get your hands dirty working on some equipment. Learn some new skills and along the way have a lot of fun.
One of the reasons that, often a guy, and I know it sounds a bit sexist, but like he gets up, he goes to work and you work with people all day and you come home and all that sort of stuff. But all of a sudden when you retire, unless you're careful, it's just a dead end, isn't it? Like there's nobody there. Wife, you get sick of talking to you about the same old stuff. So, I mean, it's a great opportunity, isn't it, to get and social isolation is just a real problem for mental health, isn't it?
That is. That's the big thing for a lot of men. They just find that once they finish work, they haven't got a reason for being. But if they come down to the shed, well, then they find something to do and develop some little projects and have a lot of fun along the way. There's a lot of banter and a lot of chat. A lot of the time it's, the first hour is spent over a cup of tea
and six tonnes of biscuits.
And solve the problems of the world.
Now, we've talked to Graham before. Greg, it's the first time we've spoken to you. What made you get involved with the men's shed?
Oh, initially it was my wife, as Graham correctly said. I'm not a great fan of gardening, but I have to sort of keep a reasonably tidy, fight the eternal weeds. And she said, well, why don't you go and chat with some other guys? And I thought, I'd love to. But, I get sick and tired of a coffee shop all day long. She said, no, you know Graham. He's a good friend. Go and check out the shed. Yep. So I contacted Graham and I said, well, who do I have to kill to get in there and how much is it, millions of it's going to cost me?
Yep.
After all the officialdom was put to bed, it's been absolutely great. I cannot recommend it more.
And we should just stop there because it doesn't cost you a lot to be involved, does it?
No.
We don't want to put people off.
No. Annual dues simply covers the insurance.
Yep.
When we're working in a shed with power tools and other heavy instruments. Yep. So $72, is your entire year's expenditure.
Yep.
There's a lot of free coffee and biscuits available for the first morning and a half, which is very important. Yep. We relate very well, even with we've had a couple of new people. Just sort of, we can see they're apprehensive. They're not too sure, what to say, how to behave. But just to be themselves amongst other men is a big plus.
So now, Greg, I've got to ask you, and there's a reason behind this question. What was your job when you worked?
I was technical on mainframe computers. I was a maintenance engineer. We had to install them, repair them, program them. And it was very sort of brain thing. You had to analyze what was going on, what went wrong, what went right. And find a problem. So we're problem solvers, basically.
So, and the reason why I ask that, there's a real question behind that, or the real reason behind that question is, I'm trying to say to people, they don't have to have worked in metal or timber or anything like that, do they?
Exactly.
To get involved.
No, it was a totally new environment. I'd sort of tinkered in my garage.
Yep.
With lawn mowers, as we all do, and power tools, yep. And how to change a bit to screw on a screw, and that was about my handiwork. But here we had people who were keen to share their knowledge of metal and wood, and it's opened up a whole new life.
And I guess there's two things out of that. You've learned a new skill, but I guess if we're talking to people at home now, there may be guys out there who were involved in metal, who were involved in woodwork, that could come along and even help you guys as well, isn't there?
So that's the start of it.
Yeah.
I'm finding myself now in another role. Luckily, we have another member of the shed who career was technical electronics. So we're answering modern questions on. How does my phone, why does my phone do this? Or the television, you know, said this, and I can't seem to sort of change the channels. How do I get more channels?
Oh, so it's not just a case.
Oh, no. It's I share my knowledge while they share their knowledge to me. So we have run courses in the past on scams.
Yep.
That's very popular, that we opened that up free to the community, and I think we'll probably do that again shortly.
Yep.
To be how to recognise a scam, how to prepare yourself, how to avoid being scammed.
Billions of dollars on scams.
Oh, absolutely. Mm. And it's no longer just a little guy in a trench coat, you know, in a corner with a computer.
No.
It is big business.
Big business.
That is now geared up to try and take your money.
I've got to take a quick break. Graham's microphone's fallen to bits. We'll fix that up.
Dream on, dream on.
hope we'll be back on air just as well we had the guys from the men's shed, because they were able to fix it up. Now, next week you were saying, Graeme, is Men's Health Week, and you said that it's part of the reason that Men's Shed was set up. So what have you got organised for next week, Graeme?
Yeah, well, simply, as part of Men's Health Week, we meet down at our sheds on Mondays and Wednesdays, the woodworking and metalworking sides. So we're just going to open the sheds up for visitors just to pop in and see what we're doing on as we go about our business. There's nothing special. We're not having an open day with displays or anything formal. It's simply come and see us as we are. Come and chat to the fellows as they're doing their projects. Ask them what they think of the men's shed and what's in it for you. And come and check us out. And along the way, we'll have a cuppa and have a sausage sizzle for lunch. Typical men's shed fare.
Yep.
And you can ask all the questions you want and see whether the shed is for you.
Graeme, one of the things that you was alluded to before we had our little crisis, where it's not only that the people that go along to do the projects, obviously you have other things. I mean, Greg was talking about computers and that. So are they other formal days, or are they just before you get started on your Monday and Wednesday?
When you say other things like the computing side of things, we tend to have a training room with a computer set up for running presentations.
Yep.
And as a separate things, from time to time, we have a couple of members in the shed, Greg and another fellow that are very skilled in it. Yep. And we'll decide to have during the course of the year a special little course on IT. As Greg said.
Oh, that won't be part of your normal Monday,
that's not
Wednesday.
The normal men's sheds. We'll just say, well, listen, okay, we understand there's a lot of people out there that's learning to use the smartphone, so we had courses of those in the past. And last year, of course, when we heard all about all these scams that are out there, we had a course that went over 13 weeks, a different scam each week. That's on a Wednesday afternoon for a couple of hours, and talk through the various scams and what you can do to protect yourself. And that went for 13 weeks. And in those cases, we opened it up to members of the public, advertised it in the paper, and anyone can come down and undertake the training with us. But our normal sort of day-to-day efforts are tied up with, on one side, the woodwork workshop, the metal workshop, and we also do have a photography club that operates in our shed. They meet on Friday mornings between 10 and 12:30. And very skilled people there that are teaching other members of the shed all about photography. Now, that's the thing with men's sheds. Basically, the men decide what it is that they want to do, and you can always just about bet that there's going to be a woodworking side of it.
Yep.
Most sheds now will have a metalworking side, but not necessarily. And then quite a lot of sheds have another activity that they follow up, like I know some sheds that have got music groups.
Bands.
Some sheds that also have
I went to something where there was a band playing from a men's shed.
Yeah.
And some others have cooking. Some have walking. So they'll have a day where they just go out on walking groups. Yeah, basically it's up to the men in the shed to decide what they want to do. If there's enough guys there that are interested in a particular thing, well, okay, we'll take it on.
All right, so today was a normal day. So one of you, what would have happened today? At what time do you open the shed?
I'm generally there early to turn on the urns for the tea and coffee. I have to open all the doors, of which there's about 75,000 doors everywhere, including the big doors into the woodshed, the steel shed. Our training room, which is also our conference room where we meet our committee. I put on, during the winter, it's good to have we have a reverse cycle heater, so our environment is nice and cosy.
Yep.
And then people start arriving any time after that, 9:15, whenever.
So you're talking around about 9:15, 9:30.
Yes.
All right, so what happens then? Do they?
Then we sit down. We have the biggest round table you have ever seen. So everybody's on a level pegging. We're all sitting around our table with tons of biscuits.
Yeah.
I'm just telling a secret. Please don't tell anybody else, but I had a birthday last week.
Oh, happy birthday.
So I brought along what was left of the birthday cake.
Yeah.
And so the guys enjoyed that and said, oh, why the celebration? And this is where people come together and said, oh, my birthday's that. Gee, you don't look, or gee, you'd look a whole lot older than that. I said, thank you very much.
Yeah.
But it's this sort of mixing together and we're all going through life. Well, it's another stage of life, retirement.
So how long would that be of a normal morning?
About an hour and a half.
And then what happens? You break up?
Then the steel shed, you can tell the noise level increases, all the power tools are going.
Yep.
We have a strict policy where we try and if somebody's interested, we'll take them through formal training on, say, a drop saw or a drill press, a planer. All the different tools, and we got them all. That's their magic.
Yep.
So we make sure, A, they're safe and they're competent when they use it. If in any stage you're doing something that you may feel is beyond you, grab a mate.
Yep.
Grab someone in the shed, and there are only two police to help one another just to keep ourselves safe.
Yeah. So that normally starts sort of in the tea room from up until about 10 o'clock, and then we're from 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock, we're out in the workshops.
Yep.
And then from 12 to 1, we have lunch.
Lunch.
And we specify these dates, these times particularly because at lunchtime and before 10 o'clock, there's no one in the workshops because you can't have one person in there alone. There's always got to be two.
Yeah,
so
that's
why
safe.
We say 12 o'clock, okay, everyone stops, we'll go and have lunch.
Yep.
Up until 1, and then from 1 o'clock we're back out in the workshops. Everyone goes out there then until about 3 o'clock.
Until about 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
Once you've had your morning tea and you go to either the metal or to the woodwork, what happens? I mean, do people bring along projects?
Yes.
I mean, I've spoken to Graham before, so I have a bit of an idea, but I want to get it through to the listeners exactly what happens. So what do they have projects or how do they fill in their time once they get out onto the machines?
I think you've mentioned just about all of it. They have, say, family furniture pieces, a chair or a particular cabinet that their favourite. It might have been a grandpa or a grandmother cabinet we can repair to the best of our ability. We're not perfect.
Yep.
We have people from the community saying, oh, look, this is broken. Can you help me with it?
Could I just stop you there for a minute?
Sure.
Is it, when you say from the community, is it other community groups or is it Mr. and Mrs. Average could rock up and say, I need some, I can't?
Mr. and Mrs. Yarra Valley resident. Anybody who's close to us or anybody in the vicinity who's needs a bit of work that may seem beyond them, come and see us and we can probably, if we don't know, we can put you on to the people who do know.
No. And so, obviously, in the group, you've got a wealth of knowledge, haven't you, on sort of almost anything?
General knowledge, yes.
Yep.
Yes. Unfortunately, being a men's shed, we occasionally have, people moving away to retirement places or wherever.
Yeah.
So that, you know, our skill level is not up there like cabinet makers and, you know, fine furniture.
Yep.
That's not us.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. You yourself weren't in the woodworking environment, were you? I mean,
No. So
a lot of your people don't have the depth of experience, but amongst the group there are people with a lot of experience.
Absolutely, yes. We rely heavily on a nice gentleman, Mario. I'm not mentioning your name, Mario, so don't get mad. But anyway, he is fantastic, very generous with his time.
Yep.
He's basically taught from other experts and is so willing to pass on his skill and level.
Yep.
And he's also good with electronics too. That's why we're good friends together.
Yep.
But it's the sharing of knowledge and the willingness to help someone else. And that's the cornerstone to the shed.
Yeah, sounds great. Take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
Hey, hey, mercy, woman plays a song and no one listens. I need help, I'm falling again. Play the drum a little louder, tell me I can live louder if I only listen to the band. Listen to the band. Weren't they
listen to the band.
I'm talking to Greg and Graham from the Badger Creek Men's Shed. Graham, you were mentioning, or Greg started to mention, about the people come in and off the street, Mr. and Mrs. Average. Some of your members come up with projects, but you also see yourself as part of the community and you help other community groups if they need something made. Is that the idea?
Yeah, that's right. We're always sort of willing to help other community service groups. In the past, we have conducted some projects for the local Rotary Club, local Lions Club, Badger Creek CFA. We sort of co-located there. In fact, we share a shed that was theirs when we started off. They allowed us to use that, and that got us going down there. So we maintain the area for them down there. We've repainted their new shed a couple of times when it needed painting. Same with the Badger Creek Hall, the community group there. We do the repairs on the hall. Badger Creek Community Group itself, they've got some garden benches from the Badger Creek Weir area that have been donated so they can create a picnic area, and we're refurbishing them for them and going to build them a little notice board that they can put up alongside it so they can keep people in the community aware of what's happening.
That's terrific,
isn't
it?
We see we're very much involved in the local community. We've got an arrangement with the school where we mentor primary school students, sort of about 1.5 hours a week. They sort of learn some woodworking skills, and we prefabricate projects so that they can, on the day, put them all together and sort of learn some skills there. So we're just, as much as possible, just giving back to the community whatever we can.
Oh, that's true. Graham, you also, if I remember rightly, I think it was probably last year you're in, you had some young guy that you'd put through, and I know when he graduated you gave him these tool belt or something.
Oh, Kai.
Do you do much of that, or was that one-off?
Kai, in my time in the shed, was the first, and that was very pleasing. He was a young lad that had finished year 12 and was sort of, I think, come January, February, hadn't quite sorted out what he wanted to do, so he came down to the men's shed and joined us, and over a period of, he was there for 1.5 years, he sort of learned particularly on the woodwork side a lot of skills, got trained up on all the equipment, and subsequently, he then went out and got himself an apprenticeship, a carpentry apprenticeship, which we were very, very pleased about. So working with us sort of set him on his career.
So, if he hadn't have got your mentoring, he probably wouldn't have gone that way, would he?
That's right. He wouldn't have known it, but he sort of learned from it. But he sort of learned from us. But I tell you what, he was pretty good at teaching us a few things.
Was he?
About the younger generation. He was a lovely young
he
man.
He was a nice guy.
He sort of put us old blokes in our place occasionally too.
Graham, how did you get him? Like, how did he come to?
He
the
just
shed?
Walked down.
His mother brought him, I think, if I remember.
In the first place, well, I don't think she brought him, but she said, "Why don't you go down to the men's shed and see what they do and learn some skills?" So he popped in one day, just like we're saying next week for people come in and check us out on the Monday and the Wednesday, the open days, and just see what it's all about.
He never left.
Yeah.
So on that day, on the Monday and Wednesday of next week, will you be doing displays or will you just be doing your normal thing?
No, we're trying to do it. Sometimes in the past we have had open days and we've got a bit formal with some displays and things like that. But this time we just wanted to come and see us as we are in the flesh, so to speak. The fellows will be there doing their projects. You come along, have a look at what we're doing, have a chat, have a cup of tea, stay for lunch if you like, and just see what a typical day in the men's shed's all about and how we operate. And if that's for you, we'll stay.
Very welcome. Yeah.
Do you get a lot of people? Most of them that would come would stay, wouldn't they?
If they walk in and with the intention of checking us out seriously, most once they've been there a couple of weeks and seeing what we do, they'll you know, say, where's the membership form, you know?
I'm going to ask you this. What's the most important thing that the Men's Shed does for guys?
Well, it gives them it's a venue where they can just talk with other men, and that's the main thing. You know, a lot of men, as we've discussed, are out there that they're at home. They don't have a lot of things to do, and don't know what to do after retirement. Well,
yep.
And you know, slowly but surely, they might get a little bit lonely.
Yep.
Well, the Men's Shed is the opportunity just to come out with other men, because you know if there is something worrying. Women can quite often go and have a coffee. And
they seem.
Face to face, they'll sort it out. Men don't do that, but if they come down to the shed, and we're having a cup of tea, or they're working at a bench, as we say, shoulder to shoulder, not looking at each other, but as you're doing things together, things will come out. You know, problems will be mentioned. People will have some solutions, or we've been there before ourselves, and this might help. And so, you know, you talk things out.
So really, in some ways, the project that you're working on is the minor thing, isn't it? It's the interaction between the guys are more important than actually what you're doing.
That's pretty right. Well spot on. Yeah.
Is it?
Yes.
All right, I've just got to take a quick break. Now, I'm going to play Johnny Chester for those that you know. Johnny Chester's got, I'm not playing it today, he's got out a new song. It's I'm Here for the Beers, I think it is. I'll just see if I can find it. And if it is, can't find it. So we'll play one of his other songs. Johnny Chester and She's My Kind of Woman. I've got to ask you the question, what's your oldest member?
Ah, that would be easy to answer. That's Ron. Now, Ron is an old metal worker.
Yep.
But you should see the work he puts out on a lathe, you know, metal, turned metal, and so screw sizes.
Did he have a background in metal?
Yes, he did.
Did. Yeah. So what would be younger, apart from Kai that you're talking about, what would be the youngest member you have?
Oh, that's a good one. 60s,
early
60s?
Early
60s, 62. Oh, yeah. That's all right. That's a good break.
Well, we generally range from anywhere from over 17 to under 100. You know, we'll take them all.
Pardon me. And how many of them, I know this is pretty hard to answer, how many of them have had trade backgrounds?
Oh, good question. Top of my head, maybe 30%.
Oh, so there's plenty there that that haven't had a background in.
Oh, yes.
Because I know Graham's background is completely
real
different.
Estate, yeah. No, I'm IT.
Yeah.
Another guy who does a lot of work for the community is been with the shed for a very long time, and he's IT, and he's been really, really good for the shed because he's brought new members in with other interests. So we're now looking possibly at 3D printing. So this could be another arm to the shed.
So I'm a bit intrigued to follow that because Graham mentioned it before that you've got a photography group. Is the plan eventually to spread it out so that you do have more activities like that?
Yeah, which follows community interest. We find in the community now they're looking at laser printing, 3D printing, very modern techniques. And this can be really an interesting learning experience for older guys looking for something to occupy their mind.
Yeah. And, of course, the other thing too, that as the younger group start to move up to the 60-plus, pardon me, they'll bring a whole lot of skills that we didn't even really know about, won't they?
Yeah, well, they weren't around years ago. Yeah.
And that's, as I say, if you find that there's a number of people with a certain interest in the shed, well, then the shed will, you know, take that on as one of the arms of what we do. It's we're ever evolving. You know, basically the shed reacts to its members' requirements.
Yeah. So, I mean, you could see the day when, apart from the photography and that, where there could be a whole lot of other, when I say self-interest groups, I don't mean that they don't care about anyone else, but the day will be a one-off group rather than...
Yeah, they'll be part of the shed. You know, it might be someone that, as Greg was saying, a group of them that are particularly interested in constructing things using 3D printing and things like that. If that's the case, well, then we'll have to invest in a 3D printer.
Be interested to see how that works.
And see how it works.
Because I don't quite understand it all, but, I mean, they can build a lot of stuff out of printing stuff, can't they?
Yeah, well, we've got... he's not retired, is it? Jason, still a young guy, but he's fascinating. And he took me around and showed me a 3D printer, and he said, if you can dream it, this thing can build it.
Fair.
Yeah, articulated joints and all sorts of things. One of his favourite thing was a dragon, and the tail moves, you know, and all the arms.
And he just printed it.
Yeah, just printed it on a printer.
See, I find that amazing. Yeah. You just... I don't know. Well, I mean, and so eventually some of that technology will come into the shed, won't it? Particularly as you get the younger people coming into it. I think they're a terrific idea because too many people just retire, and we talk about that on this show a lot about social isolation. It's so easy. But and the other issue, which we haven't touched upon yet, is particularly if the partner dies, because, you know, if the wife was there to say, come on, we'll travel and we'll do this and we'll do that, and I've heard stories of people that the wife dies and they just lose all interest. And mental health is never going to work on that.
No, very, very true.
Yeah. All right, take a quick break and then we're going to come back with more. Graham's going to tell you a bit more about the contact details as to how you can find out more about the men's shed. Probably best to go and talk to them. but Graham will, if they've got a website, he'll tell you about that. So have your paper and pencil ready and we'll give you all the details.
Pop.
Just a quick reminder, at 3 o'clock, Matt Shaw would normally be here with Retro Radio. He won't be here this afternoon, but he'll definitely be back next week between 3 and 5 o'clock on next Wednesday. And of course, at 5 o'clock this afternoon, Greg Carrick will hear with the Oz Indie Show. Of course, I'll be back I'll be back Sunday night between 6 and 8 with a rock and roll hit parade. Plenty of 60 songs coming up there, I can tell you. And next Wednesday, I just can't but I've got 3 interviews, so we'll be here between 12 and 3 next Wednesday. But we're not here to talk about what's going to happen. We're here to talking to the both Greg and Graham from the Badger Creek Men's Shed. I just... Graham, if you want to just give us a quick reminder about next week, what time and where the people should turn up and what they're going to find when they get there, please.
Right, thank you. Yes, so next week, Mondays and Wednesdays, we are normal operating days, so members of the community are invited to come down on those days between 10 o'clock and 3 o'clock to just come and visit the sheds and see what the fellas are doing at the time and chat to them as they do that and just get a good feel for what men's sheds are all about. And we're located down in 360 Badger Creek Road, which is basically the CFA fire station. But if you look beyond the fire station down the back of the block, the three green sheds down the back of the block, that's where the men's shed is located. So you're welcome to come there between 10 and 3 next Monday and Wednesday, and we'll make sure you have a good time and you learn all you need to do, you want to do in the men's shed.
All right. So our Facebook page. You have a Facebook page?
Yes, we have a Facebook page. It is Badger Creek Men's Shed Group.
Can't get much more.
That's pretty basic, yeah. Got to be able to find us quick.
Badger Creek
Men's Shed.
Men's Shed.
I think probably the real term is Badger Creek and District Men's Shed.
I'm sure if they search for Badger Creek on Facebook, they'll no doubt come up with it.
It'll come up, yep.
Look, I hope it goes well. Graham knows. I think it's a great idea. Anything that can get people off their off the couch and out into doing something, because mental health is a really big problem after retirement, because a lot of people get to the end of their employment and feel like there's nothing much left. And I mean, back in the old days, back in my father's day, they basically said, well, once you retire, that's it. You just hang around until it's time to push off.
Grab a fishing rod and go down to the river.
They didn't do that. It was just a case of, well we're here until we go. But, I mean, things have changed now. I mean, really, and it's the same with the U3A and those. There's another time of your life, isn't it? It's not just, oh, well, I got a feeling until I die. It's a case of, well, hey, this is the third or whatever it is session of my life.
Yeah.
You know, there's
get out there and do stuff.
Yeah, you don't want to be sitting at home. Guys, look, it's been terrific to have you in. If there's anything else you want to tell us, please do it now, because we're about ready to go.
Oh, and I'd just like to say thank you very much for having us. I've had a fabulous time, and we're very, very willing to sit down and chat with anybody. If anything they need to know about a men's shed, or if they've got an interest, please come along and have a cuppa with us.
Well, and I guess, and we've alluded to this a couple of times, haven't we? It's probably the fellowship leading up to it, the day, is probably just as important as what you're going to do when you get there.
Absolutely.
You know,
yes.
Once you get out into the shed. So how do you get, like you're saying you've got a lot of equipment, so you've got nearly everything that you can do with equipment other than, you know, maybe a 3D printer.
Yes.
So how do you get all that? Do you have to fundraise or you're able to get grants to get that?
The federal and the state governments have realised that the men's shed movement is really a men's health movement, and they support it quite a lot at both levels. So they do make grants available if a new shed is being developed. You can apply for a grant from the federal government, and if you're successful, you'll get money to start building the shed, or you can apply for money to build get equipment. So over the years, we've used grants both at state and federal level to build up our shield and our equipment, but also with fundraising, we do that ourselves. We do have the sausage sizzle down at the community market, and the proceeds of that goes into the shed's coffers to buy new equipment
where
we need it.
You should mention that again, because I didn't realise that. So yeah,
every Sunday, first Sunday of every month, is the Badger Creek Sausage and Bread Barbecue.
That's down the market.
Yeah, it's a community market. Yep. Yeah, Hillsville Community Market, yeah.
Plus, we'll have a lot of tools that we've refurbished from a lot of people who donate us tools.
Oh, yeah.
So if they're no good, well, we'll give them to worthy causes, or we'll refurbish them, clean them up, make sure they're fit for purpose, and then sell them on at a very, very good price. Yeah, we'll sell them.
So where's that, down at the market?
At the market, right next to our sausages.
Well, it's a great way. I didn't realise you did that because, you know, it does cost money. You've got insurances and all that to pay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a terrific idea. All right, guys, I've got to go. Great to have you along, and we look forward to talking to you again in the near future.
Great. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.